We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Sunday, the 7th day of August, 2011, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to have open phones on the transmission in the second half of the first hour, the entire second hour today. Let me first go over all of the incredibly important news, and I do want to open the phones up on a spectrum of topics. And we don't screen your calls, but I hope that you, when I do give the number out, that you will call in and at least give me your view on the topics that I'm raising. And then if you want to segue or digress into something else, that would be great. But I do want to really focus in, obviously, on the big downgrade of the U.S. currency and the U.S. economy by the private megabanks that have been spending decades positioning our country for financial collapse and consolidation. And, of course, I told you, our expert guest told you, that as soon as they got their debt deal done, that they would then announce new rounds of economic implosion, and that the Super Congress you watch in the fall will call for a new round of banker bailouts, which is your tax money being given to the bankers. And for the bankers being given your money, you then pay them interest on the money you give them. You heard me right, and that's what's happened with the tens of trillions of dollars in the last 3 years. We're going to be going over all of that today. U.S. downgrade, alarm, bell, Chinese media reporting, world leaders race to head off fresh market turmoil. They're worried about a total collapse in markets tomorrow. That's French news agency. Dollar to be discarded by world. CNBC. See, the globalists have to destroy the United States to build their world government. After we empower it with our military and our taxes, they're done with us. That's what Homeland Security's for, to make sure that we are destroyed and never rise again as the domestic globalist straitjacket system, similar to what the bankers have put in other third world countries. Tel Aviv stocks fall 7% on U.S. debt downgrade. They're already open for trading. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. I told you in the last month, and I told you Friday, that was going to happen. And this is out of AP. And anyone who doesn't basically call for the Federal Reserve to be our supreme ruler, it's your fault, not the Federal Reserve, not the derivatives brokers, not Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. It's your fault. And that's why I've warned people that we've got to get the word out about who's going to be behind this depression, so that when it happens, the culprits don't run around grandstanding as saviors. But it's on. Geithner is to remain as Treasury Secretary, and we've got a clip coming up where just a few months ago he said there's no way we're going to lose our AAA rating. It was always planned to do that once they got the Super Congress in place. They've had many debt increases. This was all about a spectacle to get the idea of default and collapse in our minds, and to make the American people think that it's our fault this is going to happen, and to sell us that it's our fault instead of those that created the 1.5 plus quadrillion. Dollar to drop and S&P move. Safe haven demand seen. Here's another one. China calls for international oversight of the U.S. dollar, which is really the end of U.S. sovereignty or gunboat diplomacy against our nation. Suggests single global currency to replace it, exactly what the Rockefellers and others have been positioning and pushing and promoting, and promoting an end to the Constitution being the answer to all our problems and all the big magazines and newspapers the last few months, promoting the last 2 years a bank of the world that you pay your VAT and carbon taxes to. We've got that news. We've got a report out of Zero Hedge up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. That breaks down the fact that world leaders are moving to try to slow the implosion. Again, it's designed to implode, but they want it incrementally. G7 preparing statement to support dollar, EU, in fact, everything. that would otherwise collapse tomorrow before Asia open. Stay with us. We'll get into the Navy SEAL situation as well.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 7th day of August, 2011. We're going to get into the S&P downgrade of the U.S. dollar and U.S. treasuries. We're going to look at the supposed death of 20-plus Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, something we predicted here in InfoWars Ireland, also predicted. We have that video up on InfoWars.com. You know, if the official bin Laden killing story is a fraud, and it's been proven to be a fraud, a lie, then we have to look at this mysterious event, and I'll tell you why I believe it stinks to high heaven coming up. We've got a lot of other important news. Also, the El Paso Times and others are reporting that in federal court, documents have been filed basically proving that the federal government was allowing cocaine to be shipped into the United States while shipping guns to drug cartels that they were arming to knock out the other drug cartels who were not laundering their money through major U.S. banks like Wells Fargo and Wachovia, who are on record now, a year ago, admitting that they laundered $376 billion in a 2.5-year period and also ran the drug aircraft. So that's a big story. We'll be breaking down the $500 billion a year industry that the mainstream media tells you the government and big banks aren't involved in. You believe that, ladies and gentlemen, then you don't believe Bugs Bunny is a rabbit or that Roger Staubach played for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, now, stopping right there. This is a designed, controlled implosion of our economy. And I am on record telling you over and over again the last month that as soon as they got the, quote, the debt ceiling raised, that they were going to go ahead and announce the acceleration of the U.S. losing its AAA credit rating and what that means. They have the new super Congress in place that on spending bills and on taxing bills, which is basically the real power of the purse, and on cut bills, bills that cut, that now there's no filibusters, there's no amendments, the bills can't start from individual members of the House or Senate. Now they will come out of this 12-member board with the president as the 13th, so the Council of 13. And it's now being admitted that it's undemocratic, it's unconstitutional. But again, they need that power as the United States is bankrupted and financially conquered through fraud. So that's coming up. Now, remember, Geithner said months ago, 2 months ago, and this is up on InfoWars.com, on Fox Business and other channels, he said that the dollar would not be devalued. He said that, the U.S. would not lose its AAA credit rating when, according to every financial expert out there, the U.S. has not had a AAA credit rating for many, many years. Neither do any of the other major currencies, except for the Swiss franc. They're all being devalued by G20 concerted devaluation, and we'll break down why that's so important. But the bottom is now falling out. We've been in a depression for 3 years, sliding into a deeper one. They've been covering it up while the bankers hogged almost all the stimulus and bailout money for themselves and took it offshore where it's tax-free. As you know, most of the Fortune 100 pay zero taxes. They take the money offshore. But let's go ahead and play a clip of Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, on Fox Business just a few months ago saying that there would be no downgrade of the credit rating. Here it is.
All right, Connell, thank you, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for joining Fox Business.
Good to see you, Peter.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk. Again, if you look, if you listen carefully now, you see the leadership of the United States of America, the president, the Republican leadership in both houses, and the Democrats recognizing now that this is the right thing to do for the economy, that we have to put in place now reforms that bring down our long-term deficits in ways that will help strengthen future growth. And that's incredibly important recognition by people, and we'd like to put something in place as soon as we can so we can begin that process. So
okay. Now, you can watch the full 7-minute clip at InfoWars.com right now. It's titled Flashback. Geithner said U.S. would not lose AAA rating after debt limit hike. Now, you have to understand that we have been signed on under the October 3rd, 2008, quote, banker bailout law We have been signed on to $640+ trillion of the 1.5 quadrillion and growing derivatives, fraud, debt instrument scam, Ponzi garbage. And that it is impossible for the American people to pay $600+ trillion or to pay $40 trillion or to pay $10 trillion. Okay, now you hear about our current debt is $14.5 trillion. Why then are we being told that we're insolvent and bankrupt? Because we have been signed on, and so has Europe and every other major industrialized country, by our leaders who've been bought and paid for by the big six banks, we have been signed on to that debt. And so, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury, has said, as Dr. Webster Tarpley, economist, has stated, as all of these expert guests and my own research, it's just common sense, have stated, that entire debt limit increase was a dog and pony show. The Republicans came forward with very small cuts, $2.5 trillion over 10 years. Give me a break. The Democrats came in with $1.5 trillion in cuts, most of which didn't start till next year and then over 10 years. It's total, total, total smoke and mirrors. It has nothing to do with reality. So why did they hype up the debt limit increase, something they've done dozens and dozens, like 30-something times in the last two decades? Why are they making such a big deal out of it? Well, it wasn't about the actual little debt increase. It was about what was in that agreement. Huge tax increases on the middle class. No real cuts to corporate welfare and defense spending and things like that. And it gives this board of 12 members, 6 House, 6 Senate, with the president as the 13th veto power, that's the Council of 13, couldn't get any more creepy or cryptic, that they now have the power to originate the legislation, and they bring it to the House and Senate, and there is either a up-down vote. And then it goes on to state, this is law now, it goes on to state that if they don't take the offer they're given by the Council of 13, that then it, quote, reverts to whatever the Council of 13 have set up. So that's do what we say or we'll do what we want. It is incredible authoritarianism. And as the Associated Press and Huffington Post and New American and Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano have all stated, it is a new branch of government. And it is exactly what started happening in the decline of Rome, where a select inner coterie of senators teamed up with the Caesars to basically frustrate the will of the rest of the people. And the Republic is dying, not with a bang, but with a whimper. So we're in deep trouble. Because now, as we predicted, not hard to do, just like 3 years ago, you give them tens of trillions of dollars. They won't tell Congress where the money went, the big six banks. And then within months, oh, it didn't fix things. We need more. Oh, it didn't fix things. We need more. In Europe, in Ireland, in Greece, in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, give us trillions more. You give them trillions more of your tax money. They don't pay off the derivatives debts that the public is signed on to, so the economy doesn't, quote, fold because they're too big to fail. And now they're going into their third round of bailouts in Europe. Our second round here. This is how they do it. This is how they hold you hostage and play on the public's lack of knowledge about how international finance and how fiat currencies and how counterfeit derivative financial instruments operate. And as, again, as I predicted, this was not hard to see. The Associated Press, Reuters, the Sunday news shows today, everywhere are saying the Tea Party caused the debt downgrade. The Tea Party, the people that wanted to audit the Federal Reserve, the people that wanted to get Congress back in control of the purse, the people that want the Constitution and the Second Amendment. I'm not saying the Tea Party, mainline Tea Party, are perfect. They're pretty much Republican taken over. But the point is that the Republican compromise is $2.5 trillion in cuts over 10 years. That has nothing to do with this. We're losing our debt downgrade because S&P and Moody's and others are a revolving door of operatives and corporate officers out of Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of England, Citibank, Bank of America, the Big Six. But here is the headline, and we told you this was coming. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the mysterious shoot down with at least 20 members of SEAL Team 6 killed. Coming up, we've also got other news like Google blames human for robot car crash, but all of the human witnesses are saying that what Google says isn't true. That's right, there's already Google cars driving around without people in them. It'll totally replace truck drivers, you name it, soon. Then they'll show statistics that it's safer and then make you be driven around by the robotic system. That's all part of the dehumanization coming up. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, earlier, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we stream the radio show also over the web in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. You saw up on screen, we popped Fox News up there for a moment, showing huge fires, burning cars, you name it, in London. And that's after police reportedly shot a unarmed 29-year-old man, and they've been rioting now for 2 days there. I saw another report. I mean, I see these all the time. This was from earlier in the week. Street vendor beaten to death. Riot rocks Chinese city. And every few days, they attack and burn down police stations in China. They have thousands of riots a year. Now, here's my question. What makes Americans different than Brits, who are normally pretty docile, you know, pretty gentlemanly? Hence, you know, the Brits are gentlemen. I guess there's that stereotype or slash soccer hooligans, whichever one you want to pick up on. But all the time we see people shot and killed or beaten to death by police in the U.S., and the police then don't even get in trouble when it's on video. And I keep getting calls about this and comments saying, cover it, even though I've probably covered this 15 times. But it does show folks are outraged by it, and now police have spoken out behind the scenes, and this has been covered by KFI and other stations out in L.A., that they've seen the surveillance footage that the police won't release, both from the squad car and a city camera, reportedly where the city controller, camera controller zoomed in on it, where they beat the guy that didn't resist, tasered him 6 times, and beat the butts of their guns into his head until he died. Well, he died a day later, and they were reportedly doing knee drops into his head over and over again. The nonviolent homeless person. And hey, they needed to, you know, let off some steam. That's what they said about Abu Ghraib. I got a clip of Limbaugh saying Abu Ghraib is letting off some steam. And so that's the new America. I mean, and people, by the way, his dad is a retired police officer and says he's very ashamed of ever being associated with the police department because he's so shocked that they won't even release the tape. Nobody's in trouble, what, 2-3 weeks into this? And even though people are now leaking the fact that it is just brutal, he just lays there, blood just running out, and they just, like children that think they're playing WWF wrestling, just start knee-dropping into his neck, blood shooting out. Reportedly, blood was splattering up to 10 feet away on police officers' faces. That only seemed to... But I actually support this, because I'm not anti-law enforcement, and I think that... they need to let off some steam. Of course, I'm being sickeningly sarcastic and illustrating absurdity by being absurd. The point is that we have a lot of good police in this country, but we also have a lot of really bad police forces where thugs run them and where they can get away with bloody murder. And it's called tyranny, just like we know there's tyranny in Mexico or North Korea. And we know that when you live in a tyranny, the tyranny is personified by the uniform. Once guardians of the Republic, now guardians of the New World Order in many, many cases. So there I am covering that case again of Kelly Thomas, 37. No weapons on him, no nothing. And that's just the end of it. And it was all witnessed by people that also saw it. And there's grainy footage shot from somebody's cell phone about 60 feet away. And he begs for his dad for a while until he succumbs to gurgling blood. He's screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, help me." And they just keep laughing and tasering and then slaughter him hardcore. All right, well, there you go. And don't worry, the banks are going to slaughter your pension funds, police. You think you've been given all this power for no reason? I see the reports all over the country where in Texas, in small towns everywhere, the police even go on camera and admit it.
They pull over old women, young people. They don't care. You got $500 in your wallet, they take it. You can even have the ATM receipt. They say, we don't care. We're taking your cash. And they're so proud, they go on TV and admit it. And just like in New York, we have footage of police coming up to peaceful demonstrators and saying, we're going to say your bag's a bomb and your camera's a gun. You're going to go to jail for terrorism. Leave. You're not allowed to protest. And they say, but I even have the permit. And they say, I don't care. I'm going to say you got a bomb and a gun. And they say, okay, I'm leaving. And the cops let them leave with that on tape. I mean, again, that is a felony to sit there and say, I will call in a fake bomb threat. I will have you arrested. And then grab the camera and say, this is a gun while it's still running and not even care that it's on tape. And then say, oh, you've agreed to go? Now leave. I mean, that is committing hardcore felonies right out in front of everyone. But see, criminals run America now at every major level. And so they want a criminal force, just like Stalin released the violent prisoners out of prison and made them his top lieutenants. And that's who government now looks for. I saw the footage of that raid on a public organic store that had been open for many years. They confiscated papayas, watermelons, raw milk cheese that, by the way, is sold at supermarkets all over Austin, the same brands, not even illegal, but they don't care. They'll show a jury an armed raid, and the jury will say, well, you raided them with guns. That means they must be bad men. And the footage of the cops that we posted on Infowars.com and that the Drudge Report linked to back on Wednesday, the police look like something out of central casting of gangbangers. All of them. Didn't matter if they were white, Hispanic, black. All of them look like what you would think of as a hardcore violent conflict. I mean, they looked evil. Their eyes looked vicious. They looked slimy. Their mannerism, their enjoyment. I mean, it's simple. I mean, you know when somebody gives you the willies? These guys looked... these guys didn't look like Clark Kent or something, you know, that archetypal cop type. They didn't look like somebody like Sheriff Mack, who's confident and nice and you get a friendly feeling from, but also, you know, comes off like a strong guy. No. They didn't look like a lawman. They looked like criminals. Like if these guys were walking down the street, because our cops don't look so criminal here in Austin, if these cops were walking down the street in Austin, Texas, at night, I bet cops would pull over and talk to them. I mean, they just reeked of I'm a slime bag. Their whole demeanor. And then there's the footage of them smashing the watermelons and the papayas and the and dumping the milk in the gutter. And then you can't have it all over the country. They're announcing we've got to have inspections of your home garden. You might be growing drugs. Guilty until proven innocent. You can't have a garden. You can't have one in your front yard. Well, there's no law, but we're going to arrest you. You can't have that tomato box. Now, the good news is in Oak Park, Michigan, everybody rebelled, and it's reported that thousands began planting gardens in their front yard, so they finally backed off. They were on record coming to arrest her for 93 days in jail. But this is the mindset of a control freak government that doesn't think it's the servants. It thinks it's the masters. Now, I haven't even gotten in to the economy yet. But in the interest of time, I'm going to get more into what a downgrade means, where the bankers are going to lead us, how they're psychologically preparing us that it's our fault that we're going to have a total depression if they continue on this course and consolidate and engage in what is known as austerity. As Obama says, his job now is to get us all to chip in, unless you're General Electric, running his economic council that's exempt from taxes and their own carbon taxes. We'll be right back after this break. Toll-free number to join us. We'll give it to you when we come back. To the control room and look at the gauges of traffic, visitors to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is surging near a record level right now. And of course, massive amounts of people listening to the free audio streams at Infowars.com, not just the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and satellite, of course. And I do the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. because there's so much news. I'm not going to just sit idle on the weekend. I work around the clock. But we also come in weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Adjust that for Mountain or Pacific. Now, I want to give the toll-free number out to talk about what's happening with our economy and to also then get into the whole SEAL Team 6 situation, the biggest one-day death of U.S. troops in the close to 10-year war. It'll be 10 years coming up in September. And, of course, we predicted that you would see the rest of SEAL Team 6 killed off. And we're going to be getting to some of those predictions here in a moment, and I'll break down exactly why we've been basically going that direction. And it's, of course, because the official story of the bin Laden killing is as phony as George Herbert Walker Bush's pledge, read my lips, no new taxes, or Obama saying he wouldn't hire any lobbyists, or Bill Clinton saying I didn't have sex with that woman, or Richard Nixon saying, I'm not a crook. The official story has been proven to be a fraud. We don't know exactly what happened with the whole bin Laden raid, but it's been admitted, every facet of it, to be a lie. And so we predicted that SEAL Team 6 would start going bye-bye. We're going to get to that in a moment and break down exactly why. And I know listeners are tuned in to find out my view on that, but I also want to discover your view. And so the toll-free number to join us, it's a different number on the Sunday show than the weekday show, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. But first, I just, in case you just joined us, I want to play Geithner from 2 months ago on Fox Business saying that we would not lose our AAA rating. But he said we would lose it if we didn't up the debt limit. And then within one day, they'd spent most of the debt limit increase. One day, they'd already spent it, half of it. And then within 2 days, it was all gone. But this is the trap they get you in. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
All right, Connell, thank you, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for joining Fox Business.
Good to see you, Peter.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk. Again, if you listen carefully now, you see the leadership of the United States of America, the president, the Republican leadership in both houses, and the Democrats recognizing now that this is the right thing to do for the economy, that we have to put in place now.
Yeah, they've had all these other debt limit increases in the past, so how was this one different? Well, it was a bait and switch. It wasn't about the debt limit increase. Okay, that was pretty much a standard position. It's all the tax increases and things they want in there. But that itself pales in significance to the new legislative body that was created. Well, everybody's, we got to get a deal. We got to get a deal. Can't they get together? Can't they get something done? The founders actually said separation of powers is good. Gridlock is good. Because if they could ram things through, powerful men in history have a tendency of wanting to turn themselves into dictators. And even if the first generation doesn't do that, they amass more and more power into their hands until it always moves into a dictatorship. And now this country, on all things monetary, and Harry Reid's on record saying it affects all legislation, including guns. So the leader of the Senate says it affects everything, but the way I read it, strictly, it only deals with spending, cutting, taxes. But that's pretty much the most powerful power right there alone. And so now a super Congress, six House, six Senate, and El Presidente, a total of 13, they bring forward bills. Not when you watch Schoolhouse Rock as a kid, that any member can introduce it and it's debated and there's amendments and there can be filibusters. No. Sure, for 200 plus years we've had that, but who needs that? In fact, for 200 years the Congress had to authorize war, but who needs that, as Obama said 4 months ago? I've got the UN. Who needs Congress to pass carbon taxes? The ATF couldn't get them a couple months ago to pass new gun rules, gun laws, and so now they're just implementing them outside of law, and the NRA suing them over it. They just come in and say, you just do what we say, because guns are being shipped to Mexico, and the gun dealers say, but wait a minute, you're the one shipping them down there to blame the Second Amendment. They're like, we don't care we got caught, and it's coming out in federal court. The government's bringing in the cocaine. That's in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. I'll be getting to that later in the next hour if I have time. I covered it a lot on Friday, and over the weekend we have a lot of special reports up at InfoWars.com. And I'm now, of course, doing InfoWars special report hour-long and two-hour-long video reports. And then starting September 1st, we're going to have a 30-minute show every night, new show, that's going to cover a lot of information condensed down at 7 p.m. Central. And that, of course, will debut at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've already got literally scores of cable and satellite networks wanting to pick it up. A lot of them have been wanting to just pick up the regular internet stream of PrisonPlanet.tv, and I've authorized some to do that, mainly in England and Europe, but some in the U.S. So we're developing all of that towards that point. But again, it's the PrisonPlanet.tv members that make all of that possible. Now, let me get into the mysterious report of the helicopter being shot down and a few days ago, and it being the highest number of U.S. forces ever killed in the close to 10-year action in Afghanistan to secure the $500 billion a year opium fields. And now they put it on Fox News, CNN, ABC News, that the troops give them the fertilizer, grow it, load it on trucks, and ship it out. You mean to play those news clips again? That's how dumb they think you are. But that's why they're there. Pat Tillman spoke out against it, and they had to take him out. They said Al-Qaeda killed him, and then later it was admitted the military killed him, and the head coroner said it was homicide. But again, the government's good for, I guess the football star had to die for the patriotism, because you're not patriotic if you don't bring narcotics in. Now, continuing here, and we've got a clip coming up in a little while. I know I made these predictions over and over again. We haven't been able to dig out the videos or audio yet, but I'm looking for listeners to do that. I'm sure it's in our email inbox, but InfoWars Ireland, our spinoff over there, did predict SEAL Team 6 demise, and the video is timestamped, and I remember the article back on May 11th, and we have a link to that, and I'll be playing a clip of that a little bit later. But here's the issue. We know that the official bin Laden killing was a hoax. Dr. Steve Pachenik, who wrote the book on psychological warfare for the Pentagon and who was the Assistant Secretary of State back in 2002, laid out how bin Laden had died from Marfan's and kidney failure and had been treated by American doctors and the CIA. Later, that actually came out on CBS News that he had been treated by American doctors before and after 9/11. I then had two other White House sources, because a lot of them lived here part-time when Bush was in office, tell me the same thing. And then separately, another source known by me very well talked to another White House source. And I'm on record. Those articles were written at the time in 2002. Those interviews were done. Now, the issue here that I'm getting at is, if the official story of Obama and the way they claim that they killed bin Laden is a fraud, then we have to look closely at SEAL Team 6 people dying and need to look at it with a little bit of a critical eye, you could say. Now let's just briefly review what happened. They released a Situation Room photo and said Obama was watching bin Laden be killed live on video cam connections with the SEALs. And you could see it was stage photos with Hillary's hand over her mouth and all the men acting tough. You could tell a stage photo. They later admitted it was a stage photo. They weren't watching it live. Then they claimed bin Laden was in a big shootout with him and used his wife as a shield. That wasn't true. Then they claimed they threw him in the ocean as his Islamic, he has cement shoes now. It went on and on and on, and the whole story was a fraud. Then eyewitnesses said the SEALs got on the helicopter and it blew up. Now, we predicted, stay with us, we'll break it down.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, when you study history, you know when something stinks to high heaven, because you understand the modus operandi of the different organizations that are involved. You understand propaganda. And I know I predicted many, many times that they would kill large portions of SEAL Team 6, because it's already super secretive. They don't even know how many units are in it. Governments routinely flush soldiers down the toilet. They also do something called sheep dipping that's been declassified, where they stage the deaths of a lot of military who don't really die. They give them plastic surgery, change their ears, even get rid of their fingerprints or alter them so they can carry out clandestine operations. More than 4,000 U.S. troops died from 60 to 64 in Vietnam, and it's now been declassified that they would send letters home that they died in automobile accidents, helicopter crashes, plane crashes. Sometimes there'd be real plane crashes, and they just tagged their names onto it. Other times, they would just claim that they died in an accident in a warehouse, that a pallet had fallen over on them. They would ship a sealed casket back home with a rotten body in it to somebody else, or you'd really would have died in combat. And I mean, there's all sorts of scrambling going on. And Dr. Pachinik and others that we've interviewed, you know, have broken down the fact that this is a complete hoax and a fraud. And we've gone over that. Now, I have two military sources off air who I don't know but have been accurate in the past, and then another source who's called in on the show and has been very accurate, who told us that McChrystal was going to be stepping down from a scandal months and months before he did, all confirm that reportedly SEALs were killed when the stealth helicopter, again, another example, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about, there's a lot of secrecy, when that big troop-carrying helicopter blew up. Now, Pakistani TV and eyewitnesses said that nobody was shooting at it. They got off, got back on, and it blew up on the ground. So we don't know if it really crashed by pilot error or if the helicopter failed or if it was shot at or if it blew up with a bomb on it. But you send the SEALs in to think they're killing bin Laden. There's CIA safe houses all over the area. That's now admitted. It's right by a Pakistani military base that the U.S. government admits they work closely with. This guy's hiding out in this thing. The whole story changes over and over again. I mean, do you really believe they threw him in the ocean and they admit he had a big firefight with folks and then that wasn't true and Obama was watching it and that wasn't true and fake photos and the whole way it was rolled out as a PR stunt, as an election ploy? His approval rating went up. That's what we're dealing with here. And so then you get the biggest one-day loss of life in the close to 10 years of the Afghanistan war. They call it a conflict or kinetic action. And we're to believe that it's SEAL team, elements of SEAL Team 6, flying around on a National Guard helicopter. And I've got a lot of military contacts here, and I've been looking at a lot of the military sites, and they're not buying it. They're saying almost immediately after news of the crash began to spread, we were placed in a internet and phone blackout. That means communications with family, friends, and others back home is on real time, is prevented until further notice. The Chinook shot down belonged to a National Guard unit, which is causing people to whisper in astonishment because that's not used by them. Why were some of the most elite American military in such large numbers tooling around in a National Guard helicopter right over the capital city? Continuing, people were working at a military base in Kabul Airport, north of the city where the helicopter flew from, say the story hit the news too quickly. I was told it popped up on CNN way too fast. Yeah, within minutes. Showing again, it was a staged event. Now, we don't know if they were killing off some of the members that were part of SEAL Team 6 that were involved in the raid. Or were they people speaking out about the official story not being true? Or did they just tag on the SEALs as dead who really died when the helicopter crashed and blew up months and months ago during the OBL Osama bin Laden raid? We don't know. We don't know. But just to believe them out of the gates and to believe the biggest one-day loss of life in the whole, again, almost 10-year war would be SEAL Team 6. First, they said it wasn't SEAL Team 6. Then they said it was SEAL Team 6 and it was people that were involved in the bin Laden raid. Then they said it wasn't. A classic where they change the story a bunch to just confuse everybody. Then people say, well, the Taliban took credit. Ladies and gentlemen, I see AP articles all the time where they say there's a new bin Laden tape or a new bin Laden text. At the bottom, they say it came from a message board. And a day later, they admit it wasn't real. You know, they said that the Al-Qaeda did the shooting in Denmark. Excuse me, in Norway. With Breivik. Was it true? So you see this over and over again, and the whole thing stinks to high heaven. That's my point. And it needs to be investigated. Now, Here's a clip from the great folks that we've interviewed before, and they've just done great work. InfoWars Ireland, the article by Tony Cartolucci at InfoWars.com. And you can go watch the full video where it's time-stamped back in May. And it goes on. InfoWars Ireland predicts SEAL Team 6 demise. Video is Declan O'Shea of InfoWars Ireland predicting the SEAL Team 6 members that raided the compound in Pakistan were not long for this world and would be liquidated to tie up loose ends. Now, I put a video out yesterday because I can't keep track of all my predictions. And I told you, I mean, over and over again, that they would either have a fake crash to cover up for those that died when reportedly the Pakistanis said there were dead bodies everywhere. The Pakistani military came and gathered them up and basically is blackmailing the U.S. government with it. You saw that big diplomatic fight break out right after that happened. Or whether they were knocking out some of the other team that was speaking out about it being a fable. Dead men tell no tales. Now, remember, Pat Tillman wrote letters home that he was going to come home and be anti-war and that he was angry about opium and all the rest of it. And people are like, oh, that's ridiculous. There's no opium being produced by our troops. Now, because they can't hide it, because the troops are speaking up, they just go hide it in plain view. So they have the Marine Corps colonel come out and say, we give them the fertilizer, grow it, ship it out. Fox, CNN, ABC News. Just go to YouTube and type in U.S. troops growing opium in Afghanistan. You'll get BBC, just dozens and dozens of newscasts. Now, again, they killed Pat Tillman just to cover this up. And later it turned out they did kill him and they covered it up. So they'll kill their poster boy over this stuff. Of course they'll kill SEAL Team 6. Or maybe nobody even died on the helicopter. Or maybe it was some regular Army folks. They say some Afghans were on it. With this much lying, we don't know. But the fact that it's SEAL Team 6 is very suspicious. Let's go to this clip of InfoWars Ireland, Declan O'Shea breaking it down.
4 years. I'm not quite sure that in the fairy tale story of a SEAL operation that they whether they were ordered to go in and shoot to kill whatever individuals were in a so-called complex in Attabad in Pakistan, whether those individuals are in the know or not. SEAL Team 6, if you are quite aware that Osama bin Laden, he couldn't have been, he's dead for 9 or 10 years, that he wasn't there, and you were briefed to keep your mouth shut or whatever, well, I highly advise you to enjoy your lives and go out to the local pub in Coronado and be nice to your family and to your loved ones and party while you can, because you're dead meat very soon, if you're aware of that. Quite possibly you went in and there were three possible scenarios that you were briefed that indeed Osama bin Laden is there, and perhaps they had a double or whatever, somebody was shot. You might think that you shot Osama bin Laden. You did not. And it's highly...
All right, well, there you go. And again, I know I made all those predictions as well. If folks would dig those up, that always is good for the sheeple to see that. And this stuff's not hard to predict once you know the pathology of the globalist. Remember, just on last month, I said they're going to raise the debt limit, then they're going to get rid of the AAA rating, and that'll just be the beginning of dollar devaluation, and then they're going to blame the Tea Party. Well, the White House is doing that today. Now, I'm going to come back in the next hour, go directly to your calls. So I've gone to all 13 or 14 that are on the board, from Ben to Vincent, from George Ryan, we'll get to everybody. Linda, you name it, we're going to get to everybody. That's coming up just immediately when we start the next hour, call after call. Then I'm getting more into the economy and other areas. But remember Private Jessica Lynch. Turned out she hid. She wasn't a hero, but they wanted to promote that to get women in the military. When members of her unit that survived began to speak out who were the heroes, they killed 5 of them in 1 week inside the U.S. In one case in Phoenix, the guy was cooking food in his backyard at a barbecue. A guy in a black uniform with a black mask popped up, double tapped him in the head. So, and then she later came out and said, look, it's all fake. Because, by the way, we put the announcement out. We told her, go public or they're going to kill you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into hour number two, and I hate to say, see, we told you so. It's really horrible news. The downgrading has begun. They're blaming the Tea Party, not the bankers, not the derivatives. The whole SEAL Team 6 situation, very, very suspicious. I got a lot of other news. Government drug dealing we're going to be getting into. It's not fun to have to expose these people. Hopefully my public position will protect me in your prayers, Will, but somebody's got to stand up against these people because they're stealing the pension funds, they're imploding the country. Total criminals are running things, and people have got to stop being naive if we're going to reverse any of this. Ben in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all the great work you're continually doing. I wanted to get to just the point you just made about this morning on the Sunday talk shows, political talk shows. I noticed a common thread running through them, especially on ABC and NBC. Of course, we know NBC owned by General Electric. One, you had Alan Greenspan on NBC saying, "No, we're not going to have a double dip recession. No, that's just not likely." And on the opposite side of the table, you had Rachel Maddow just completely demonizing the Tea Party and saying that S&P had no credibility whatsoever. And then on ABC, you had Steve Rattner, the architect of the auto industry bailout, who is on record calling any Tea Party member or anybody who doesn't agree with the bailouts terrorists. And I noticed that as a common thread running through the Sunday morning talking points.
I've got the stack. I'm glad. Absolutely. That's what I saw. And that's what they're doing. They're saying it's not the derivatives. It's not the six mega banks. It's not the big government. It's the people who don't like big government. Now that we're going into the depression publicly, it's all our fault. They were driving the train over the cliff. We tried to apply the brakes. They wouldn't let us. And now as we go off the cliff, they're looking at us saying, "You did this."
Exactly. And for Alan Greenspan to even be allowed to come on these shows, or for people to even think that he has an ounce of credibility left after allowing the derivatives to just go into hyperspeed.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, just to fill in what you're saying, Ben, it was on his watch in 98-99. They got rid of all the rules and let an inner group of mega banks just create infinity of currency and instruments that we have to back up. And now that we've backed them up, now it's our fault. And I guess in a way it is our fault for letting these criminals do this to us.
Well, I agree with you. And in closing, I just want to encourage people to, you know, keep supporting what you're doing. It's such essential work. So thank you again, and God bless.
Well, Ben, I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back to Jason, Linda, Ryan, Salvatore, Tariq, Roland, Scott, George, Dana, Vincent, and others, and the toll-free number to join us, of course. We get so many calls. I hear national shows begging for calls. Our audience is so big and so great. We have a computerized phone system on the weekend show. The Genesis only has like an old-fashioned six-line system, but we do it out of our own studio. We can open the phone line up for about a minute, sometimes just like 10 seconds. I'll give the number out, and they'll open it. And like 30 phone calls will just shoot in. And if they leave it open, hundreds go on the board. But then that'll bankrupt me because I got to pay for all those toll-free calls. And they can sure add up when I sit here with a big blowhard talking forever. You know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. There are so many good people in this country and worldwide. There are so many inventions and ingenuity and so many good people in government, out of government. So many good police officers. So many good military people. So many good talk show hosts, but we don't run things. The evil corrupt do, and we better get the controls back away from them, or we don't have any hope. And I got to tell you, I'm really creeped out right now. I got a lot of anxiety. I've been telling you the last few months I've been having it. I'm having a lot of anxiety. I think some really bad stuff's about to happen. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This country has a lot of great people in it. And we can turn things around. But we're going to have to stop being so naive and admit that corrupt elements have taken over almost every major position of power, and that it's become systemic, and that the sky is the limit if we don't get involved. I mean, everywhere I go, I'd say half the people I walk by on the street or at a business or at the grocery store stop and talk to me and are listeners. Great people. I mean, I went to a restaurant today with my parents and probably had, just while I was walking around in the place, 10 people come up to me. The waiter was a listener. Well, but they all say, great job, we're glad you're there doing what you're doing. Like, I'm going to be able to fix things. All I can do is go, hey, you know, here's 20 news articles that aren't getting national attention where the government's caught shipping guns into Mexico and cocaine in, and they're not even getting in trouble. All I can do is say, we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just that we really do have a case of tyranny. We have cancer politically, and it's not going to go away when Obama leaves office, just like it didn't go away when Bush left office. The political ruling class, I have these idiots email me and they say, I like Democrats. The economy was roaring under Bill Clinton. Of course it was. They were, you know, a fish when it bites onto a hook with a worm on it for about a split second thinks the worm tastes good. And the way economies and societies go, 4 or 5 years is a millisecond. They were hyperinflating the currency. They were creating thousands of trillions of financial instruments and flooding the markets with it. Of course, there was a bubble. And now Alan Greenspan and others are parading around on TV, and the White House is blaming people that want to be fiscally responsible for the fact that we've lost our AAA rating. We lost our AAA rating a long time ago. We've been positioned into economic collapse, and I'm going to be breaking that down after we go to your calls. But right now, Jason in Connecticut, you're on the air, Jason. Go ahead.
Alex, man, I'll tell you, my family came here in 1895, and this is not the America that they dreamt of. And no disrespect to America, we're in a bad time right now. But a quick comment about SEAL Team 6. The comment was, do you think that this is a typical Goodfellas, Godfather-type hit where they got to shut everybody up so the truth doesn't come out?
We don't know. We know that witnesses all over that populated area, and I have the newscast posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, reported that the people got on the helicopter and it blew up. And then my military sources said, indeed, SEALs did die back in May, or even before that. When was the Bin Laden raid? Time gets scrambled, folks. Pull up the date for me. Yeah, it was May 1st, so I was right, May Day. Yeah, it was May 1st. I always just double-check my memory. Yeah, it was May 1st, May Day. I mean, what a globalist message that was. We don't know. We know that story was a lie, that Bin Laden didn't do the things they said, that there wasn't human shields, that, you know, throwing him in the ocean, give me a break, fake situation room photos of the president looking tough. All of that was a lie. Our government sources say it's a lie, and that SEALs did die. And so how will they cover up that SEALs died? They'll wait a few months, tell their family they're out of contact, you know, they're SEALs. Then there's another helicopter crash, and then you just tag their names onto it. That's the most likely. Because we know that SEALs died in the Bin Laden raid from our sources that have proven very accurate. And plus, we have the helicopter crashing there. It's not just like our sources are saying that. So I don't know. Or were they knocking out the rest of SEAL Team 6 because they were speaking out, like Pat Tillman, like Jessica Lynch's team, who said she was hiding in fear. This isn't true. And they went and killed them. And then she came out and said, it's all fake. I was told to lie by the Pentagon. They really kill people in these PR things. If it's a PR event for their agenda, they will kill anybody involved if they get in the way of it. Pat Tillman didn't want to be their PR guy anymore. They murdered him. Jessica Lynch's team. And I went on air and I said, Jessica Lynch, you better come out and admit this was fake or they're going to kill you and say the hero died in a car wreck. And she came out 2 days later. I guess somebody else must have warned her. I don't know. And said, it's all fake. They told me to do it. The book, all of it's fake. It's all fake. I mean, they don't play games. Jason, I appreciate your call. Because it's not our government. Okay? It's foreign banking interests run our military. They run the greatest military on the earth. They run our checkbook. And they've run it into the ground. Okay? And they're not going to stop. We've got to get these foreign banks out of here or there's no future. Linda in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I sincerely want to thank you and your staff for everything you have done. I've been a listener for about 10 years, and I have today called to offer you some constructive criticism. I hope you will be open to.
Oh, I need it. Are you kidding? I can't stand my own show. Tell me about it.
It's not your show. It sounds like you've gotten into some very difficult speech patterns and habits, like guttural sounds when you stall to get your next thought, and stuttering, and an incredibly scratchy voice when you speak slowly and deeply. It's to the point where, after 10 years, it's become hard for me to listen to you, and I don't want that to happen.
No, I hear you, but listen, different strokes for different folks. I have to focus not to speak super deep, and it's from screaming at rallies. I mean, have you ever seen like an 18-year-old cheerleader graduate in high school and she sounds like a man from screaming, you know, during the drills? And that's what's happened to my voice. And I have to speak at the front of my mouth to not sound super deep. But again, that's actually the voice they look for in radio. So a lot more people like it than don't like it. And it's very distinctive, Linda. And there's really nothing I can do. I mean, you can call it a handicap. I also do have a lot of things going on in my mind. Sometimes I sound completely fluent. And every word sounds like a poet wrote it. Other times, it's a bunch of starting and stopping. But the radio show is real. I'm not reading off a teleprompter here.
I understand that. Maybe just to go back and listen to what you've already said might be of help, and you might get a better idea of what I'm speaking about. But I want to continue listening to your show, but sometimes it has become very, very difficult for me.
Oh, dear, Linda, would you rather this voice?
No, Linda, when we
get done with you, we're going to Ryan. I can do this voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Yes, your lordship, Linda.
Or how about this?
Impressive. Most impressive. I see you constructed a new lightsaber, Linda. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
When you pick up your speech, your voice does come up a little bit, and then you stop the scratchiness, and I realize you have so much to say, it doesn't come to your lips fast enough.
That's what's happening. I know. It sounds like I'm a chimpanzee on PCP sometimes. I hear you, Linda. And listen, I'm the boss up here. So there's nobody, you know, I can talk radio here coaching me or anything. The show's getting more popular than ever. People like real stuff. But I will from henceforth do the show for the rest of the day in the Marvin the Martian accent.
But try to pay more attention about the scratchiness and the stuttering and the guttural sounds.
I hear you. Linda, I hear you. I know. It sounds like I'm a sea lion or something. Look, I got to get to issues, though. I really can't talk about me. And I know that folks want to talk about Alex Jones, and we don't screen your calls. But my sakes here. It's about the information. It's about the guest. It's about the fact that we told you that we were going to have our AAA rating downgraded, and it's only going to get worse from here because the bankers now will get higher percentage points on us. We give them our money in banker bailouts. They then loan it back to us at higher interest rates. We're being positioned just like the mafia positions somebody with loan sharking. Now, listen, Linda, I'm not mad at you, but I'm going to ask callers. I don't want to talk about my voice when we come back, okay? I do not want to do it.
But in the interest of radio, I will speak in this voice, an NPR voice. David Rockefeller loves you. Hand over all your property. World government cares. Carbon taxes are good. How's that sound? We'll be right back with Ryan and many others. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Now today, we're going to be braising a chicken and stuffing it with cheese and bacon and cooking it for 2 hours in the oven. And after that, we'll talk about how great President Obama is.
Who was that lady on PBS for years who talked like that? And I remember when I was growing up, Julia Childs, yeah. I could talk like Julia Childs. I got stacks of news here. We're in federal court. It's coming out that the ATF, FBI, and DEA are knowingly shipping guns to Mexican drug gangs and gangs in the U.S. to knock out their competition. That the federal government has been caught again shipping, in the last 5 years, tons of cocaine in through one cartel, and no one gets in trouble. And then meanwhile, we're worried about how I talk. Let's get back into the credit rating situation. Let's go to a bunch of your calls. I'm trying here. Ryan in Tennessee, then Salvatore and others. Ryan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for all that you do. I'm thankful that I heard about you through conspiracy theory. My family's now awake, and I don't want to get off point. I want to say everything that you said about corporations running our country now. I recently had a new truck that at 65 miles an hour, it shifted into first gear, and my daughter and I flipped off the interstate, and Ford told me they were sorry for the inconvenience, but it just, I don't want to get off the point, but it just goes to the American people have lost their voice. No one listens to us, and it doesn't matter what big corporations do. They just keep right on trucking.
And they're emboldened. That's what the New World Order is, a global private government where they control the governments and take our wealth away through socialism. But then they're offshore. It's fascism sitting on top of socialism. And that's what the social engineers don't teach in schools. But when you get into real government policy books, they admit that's the global system. But they don't teach that. They say you can have right-wing fascism or left-wing communism. Those are your choices when the two go together.
Well, and like I said, you've been right on with everything. My 70-year-old parents listened to you, and it's because of listening to you that my entire family got out of the stock market in less than a month ago. And had we not have, I believe that we would have lost everything.
Well, sir, again, I don't really give advice on the stock market per se, but we have been saying that the collapse would become more evident. And that as soon as they did the debt increase, that they would start imploding things, because it wasn't really a debt increase. It was a change in law to allow the insiders at the Super Congress to completely and totally take over the Congress. I mean, folks, think about it. A Super Congress originates the laws now on taxes and spending. I mean, that is incredible. Bills don't come out of the lower house now. The spending bills are supposed to come from individual House members. And if the House doesn't vote the way they want, then it just goes through anyways. I mean, this is mind-blowing, and this is what's incredible. They're just getting started. If you think it's crazy that Obama launched a war and Congress said, we've got to give you authority, and he said, fly a kite, imagine what's coming next, Ryan.
Well, and that was my whole point, listening to you. No, you weren't giving advice, but everything you said, you could see the writing on the wall. You would say it within a week later, it was happening, whether the market, in the news, and I absolutely believe that.
And that's what's frustrating, Ryan, is that I'm not that smart. This is a globalist program. They admit what they're doing. All I'm doing is saying, hey, next, they're going to do this because that's their program. I appreciate your call. Salvatore in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, ditto. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, I will listen to you no matter what you sound like.
Well, is it true? Do I sound like a demonic chimpanzee?
You know, when I was younger, I was an activist, and I had to do a lot of yelling and screaming, and my voice suffered for it as well, so I completely understand. And no, I don't think you sound like a demonic monkey.
Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, a couple things. I'm going to try not to be too long-winded like you, but I wanted to sum up a few of the things that have been going on in our world with what happened at the Rossum Foods here in L.A. recently. The gentleman, the schizophrenic homeless person that was beaten up and killed by police officers in Fullerton, what happened to the Amish people in Pennsylvania, the lady in Michigan with her tomato garden. There just seems to be this bum rush to take our rights away from us. It's like they've just decided, this is it, this is our time, let's go for it.
You know why, don't you?
Tell me.
Because the foreign banks have standardized the way the cities work, the states. They've bought off almost all the major leaders. Most of the leaders are just social climbers who just do what they're told. They're not even aware of what's going on. People are kind of on an autopilot. And the social engineers, the globalists, know that they have committed such incredible crimes that the American people and other nations as well are going to try to take their countries back. That's why tyrants put tyrannies in, is so they can get away with robbing you. That's why when a bank robber comes in, they say, put your hands up, and they tie up, you know, the bank president and the guard, because they're about to do something really bad. Now, that's why the Nazis put a police state in before they did what they did. And so that's why they are bum-rushing to let the public know you're slaves. TSA is going to stick their hands down your pants. We're going to radiate you. We're going to steal your pension funds. You know, we're going to do this to you. They're letting us know. They're letting us know. They're trying to absolutely break our will right now, because they know they've brought us in to a controlled depression.
And that brings me to my next point. Another fellow Texan of yours who is no longer with us, named Bill Hicks, said that the real threat to the establishment in this country is us. And that's why shows like Cops runs 24/7 on our television. It's to remind us that state power will always win.
And they only show you disheveled, trashy people to then give the image that the cops are always good, the public is scum.
Exactly. And now, I spent a lot of years in my young, ambitious days in the political arena. Eventually, I did become a political operative. I worked for large multinational corporations. And then after my father died, the veil was ripped off, and I saw exactly what kind of people I was working with and decided, that's it, I'm going to the other side. I eventually became a newspaper publisher. I published my own newspaper. And by the way, for your listeners out there, for anybody, including you, Alex, or anybody else out there in this country that decides to stand up and tell the truth, there is inherent danger. It's not just that they will try to discredit you and attack you publicly, but they will go after your family, they will go after your business, they will go after your economics.
Well, Salvatore, I appreciate your call, and that may have happened to you because you're running a newspaper. That does scare them. Yes, out of the gates when I started 16 and a half years ago, a lot of harassment happened, and I told the system, I love it. I said, if this is what you want to do, bring it on, I'm committed. And that's why you got to go, like in sports, you've got to go 110% or you're going to get injured. But when you go 110%, you don't get as injured as much. But they don't really do much to me now other than demonize me in the national media, because they know I'm committed and I'm not turning back. And there's another issue here. If we all start standing up, they can't stop us all. Okay, the system's scared. I mean, they've had to come out and admit the government grows the opium in Afghanistan now. More calls coming up.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows
the good guys lost. Well, how do the good guys get back on top again? Well, we stop being naive, and we stop being passive, and we stop just accepting the government lies and is corrupt. Our country hasn't been perfect, but it's been the greatest experiment in human history. Produced more wealth, more liberty, more patents, more freedom, more exploration than any other nation, hands down. Countries that had much more much more resources than we've had, but a lot less prosperity, because they had a history of just letting tyrants rule over them. And a corrupt class system where the upper class, the ruling class, tries to keep the lower class from ever entering the middle class. This is the system. And incredible corruption is growing. It's racing through the body like a metastasizing cancer right now. The founding fathers were obsessed with keeping corruption under control, with jealously guarding liberty and freedom. But now they've tried to sell the idea in the mainline dinosaur media that not trusting government, that caring about your rights is kooky or terroristic or evil. They tell police that if you talk about the Constitution, you're probably a killer. You want to murder police. That's in the training manuals that we've been sent by police and published for the public to see. This is a dangerous situation that we're in. And it's not going to get any better until we start standing up and saying no and really recognizing how corrupt the system is. Now, the alternative media has exposed government gun running, drug running, child kidnapping, all these horrible things. But now the system just goes, okay, we're doing it, and just reports it in a bland way. So we've had victories, but at a certain point, they almost become defeats because it just sits there like an elephant in the room that's doing bad things in the room, leaving all sorts of horrible things you step in. And the elephant says, I don't care if you see me here. You know, for a while, the elephant was there, and we finally started to see it. And now the elephant says, well, I'm not leaving. I'm a big, giant elephant. All right, listen, I want to go to Tariq, Roland, Scott, George, Dana, Vincent, and others. In fact, let's go to Hawaii first, but let's go quick because I want to hear from everybody. Does anybody care about the debt limit being raised and giving a super Congress power, a new form of government? Does anybody care about the AAA rating being lost? And now S&P and others saying we'll probably lose more of our ratings? I mean, to the bankers that engineered the whole fraud, and now the White House is demonizing the Tea Party? The Tea Party isn't perfect, but it's against the Federal Reserve, against the globalist, wants to cut spending, cut down the size of the federal government. It is the best mainline answer out there. So it's being blamed. That'd be like Hitler being the presiding judge at the Nuremberg trials after World War II and calling in General Eisenhower and blaming him for running the death camps. I mean, that's how rich this is, how ridiculous. But, hey, they know the public's maybe awake and doesn't trust government anymore or media, but they still don't have the details. Because I saw the comments coming in the last few days. Oh, I'm glad you got what you wanted. We lost our rating thanks to you, people like you, Alex. Really? Really? Really, it's not because tens of trillions to foreign banks. It's not because of all the government spending. It's not because of the private Federal Reserve that says it's above the law. It's my fault now? You got to love it. Here are the headlines. World leaders race to head off fresh market turmoil ahead of stock markets opening worldwide the next few hours. U.S. downgrade sounds alarm bell. AFP, dollar to be discarded by world, China rating agency says, CNBC. Tel Aviv stocks fall 7% on U.S. debt. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. See, here's the issue. We've been signed on to the mega banks who run the rating agencies publicly, who themselves are completely insolvent, but they're too big to fail. So see, we're signed on to their debt, so now we're going to fail. And then they stand up there lecturing us. I mean, this is so brazen. This is so ridiculous that it may. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. A top White House advisor is blaming the downgrade of U.S. credit rating on Tea Party Republicans who he say were unwilling to compromise on how to reduce the federal debt. What are you talking about? The Republicans led the charge to hand over power to the super Congress and Obama. You got whatever you wanted. None of the cuts even start till next year, and they're paltry. Government increases its growth. It's impossible to pay for. They've set us on a collision course along with Obama, and then you say this. No, this happened because now the bankers have got us where they want us, because the super Congress controls all spending now and is going to give them whatever they want. They've got their people in control now. The House and Senate voted its rights away treasonously. When I use the word treason, I mean it. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. A top White House advisor is blaming the downgrade on U.S. credit rating on Tea Party Republicans. The advisor to President Obama, David Axelrod, I mean, that guy looks like a demonic rat, tells CBS Face the Nation on Sunday that the decision by the Standard & Poor's credit agency to downgrade the U.S. from AAA to AA plus for the first time was strong influence by weeks of standoff between Democrats and Republicans over the debt. Axelrod calls the action, in his words, a Tea Party downgrade. Unbelievable. The banks have been positioning us into this downgrade. And you mark my words, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse by design. These are parasites. They're the ones that created the derivatives and sold them to everybody's pension funds. They're the ones grandstanding as the saviors. Ah. It'd be like if you came home and there was a guy with a black mask on coming out with your jewelry and your computer, and the cops show up and the guy goes, hey, Alex Jones is the criminal, and the cops put me in handcuffs even though I've got my driver's license and clearly live there, and the cops pat the robber on the back. The robber says, it's Alex's fault I was robbing his house. All right, let's go to Vincent in Hawaii. We got 12 calls online. That's probably way more we can get to. Vincent in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Aloha, Alex.
Aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a carrier veteran. I just want to stop and concentrate for a little bit, and just a little bit of reverence for all those guys that perished. Regardless of what happened or how it happened, some of those old boys, I bet you they probably listened to you, and I'll bet you that I'll just bet you there's some good people about half that crew, or who knows what. You know,
we have huge listenership of the entire military across the board. We can see the numbers and the IPs coming in, and it is sad whoever really died. My point is my military sources say SEALs died in the Bin Laden raid.
Yep. Yeah, you got that right. I got a couple comments, couple questions. I want to thank you about the Tim Geithner credit rating comment. You know, it's real obvious. You can see right through that particular person. His face likes to twist and turn into this, like, four-year-old look, like he just got caught doing something wrong when he gets pinned on something like that. And then here you are debunking his comment how many months later. I mean, it was obvious. He looked like he got caught.
He looks like an elfin weasel.
I wonder what he really thinks at home when he goes home. You know, he's doing his job, and the guy goes home, just like we do. What does he really think
at
home?
Well, his daddy headed up, the Ford Foundation, and we gave Obama's mama her first job. I mean, he's a total globalist. He's an absolute one-world government pusher, and to do that, they've got to bankrupt America. They use America to build their world government and then implode us in the end to financially capturing us.
Exactly right. You know, I was raised in Newport Beach, and I remember those people, the Ford Foundation. They're fascists. They're so haughtily gone in some cloud, you can't even talk to them. They're country club banker queers. That's exactly what they are.
Vincent, I appreciate your call. oh, boy. Who's up next here? Because the phones are all scrambled. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
I don't know. You're absolutely right with the whole money thing. I mean, it was called, and was it not Janet Napolitano? Didn't she have a meeting with somebody in Texas when she wouldn't go to Washington with her and said, get 6 months' worth of food?
Absolutely. Out in Nevada. No, Arizona is where that intel. Yeah, no, stay there. They're getting us ready for a controlled implosion so they can pose as our saviors, as they always do.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young man. You know, it's days like these. I wish I had a whole nother hour, but we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on the weekday show. Colonel Six, I want to go to him and then try to get to everybody else here. Because I remember he's been calling, I know, for a couple of years. And he said, you know, General McChrystal's going to be run out for a scandal here in the next few months. It did happen. Rolling Stone. He's given us a lot of other good information. He's one of the caller sources, but I have two separate Army sources, who I don't even know who they are, that told me SEALs did die and that the helicopter blew up. Pakistani TV said that as well. I'm going to him in a moment to get his scuttlebutt. I know he just got out of the military, but he's got a news site. But finishing up with Don... Yes, I know the name of the congresswoman who off record is telling people, get ready, there's going to be a total collapse. The federal government has been getting ready since they got rid of Glass-Steagall in the late 90s for total collapse. It's designed to collapse us. Okay, that's how we're economically conquered. And it's just going to be incremental. They've known we've been in a depression by every real economic number for 3 years, but they keep telling you the economy's wonderful. They tell you crime isn't going up. They tell you unemployment's only 9.6%. They know it's over 22. They lie. They lie. They lie. They lie. This is a program. This is a globalist program. So good points, Don. Let's go ahead and talk to Colonel Six. Colonel Six, real fast, break down your take on the supposed Navy SEALs of SEAL Team 6. First, they weren't on the helicopter, the biggest one-day loss in Afghanistan war of the decade. Then they were, SEAL Team 6 that was involved in bin Laden, then they weren't. And my information, well, tell us the scuttlebutt you've got.
Okay, let me just do one other thing right quick, Alex. If people would go to Colonel6.com, I'm going to show you something. Back in March, the Norway Socialist Party said that they wanted Israel bombed. This ties into Blondie and the shooting and the bombing and so forth, and Israel being voted on next month by Norway, Palestine getting a seat. Let me tell you what is going on. When we talked last, there was a mix-up in the translation. The helicopter that was in Pakistan did blow up. How it and I got it got turned around in the translations. Yes, it did blow up. Now, whether it was a bomb, whether it was an RPG that hit it, because it blew up above the fence line. Okay. Now, there were a number of members of SEAL Team 6 in that plane. Last night, yesterday, the remaining members of that particular squad were killed. I heard from a woman who's a relative of one of the people that was killed, and just like I had predicted, they're not going to sit silent. So I gave her the name and a good phone number I have for Seymour Hersh, and told her to get in touch with him. And
okay, but let me stop you, Colonel Six, because you've given us really good info, and yes, and that's what Pakistani witnesses said. The thing lifted off, blew up, dead bodies everywhere. You know, they tell us, oh, no, that didn't happen. A lot of people predicted, look for the rest of the team to die. And so you're saying that you talked to a relative of one of the people and that you've put her in touch with an investigative Pulitzer Prize winner at the New Yorker magazine. What did she tell you? Was this to shut up the SEAL team? I mean, statistically.
Yes, it was to shut up the SEAL team. What the deal is, like I say, a number, I don't know the exact number, but she said a little over a half of the team that this particular guy was on was killed in that supposed raid. In order to keep them from doing the Pat Tillman, the other ones were killed yesterday in a... Supposedly, with the Taliban taking them, they were shot down. Somebody shot them down, or it blew up some kind of way. The Taliban's taking, responsibility for it. They'll take responsibility for the Kennedy killing if you let them. So,
well, they took responsibility for the Norway shooting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They'll kill it for Mark Twain. But look, this is the deal. I need to get a number from you, or let me give you my number.
You know what, Colonel Six? You've given us great info probably 5-6 times in a row, and I need to learn exactly who you are. I know your site's excellent. We need to have you on as a guest, so why don't I put you on hold, and why don't we end up having you on in the next few days after I get on the phone with you and find out a little bit more, because I've got a source at Fort Hood. I've got a source at Fort Bragg. They all basically say the same thing you're saying, but they'll never tell me who they are. And you just got out of the military. I mean, are you able to go public with who you are and really give folks more information?
Not really, Alex, because of the I'm in a situation, I've got the situation I'm in won't let me do that right now.
I understand. Well, then how are you running a website then?
Oh, the website is just there. I mean, it's not saying anything. I'm putting things out there, but it's not going to give anyone where I live or anything else. Or give me
no, I understand. I understand. But, I mean, obviously the system knows who you are, so why not just tell folks who you are? Now, okay, well, I'm going to put you on holding it back with you, but my information immediately was the old trick of if people die in a clandestine operation, you just say that they die later in a crash and tag their name onto it, either in a real crash or you stage one. You're saying, no, the word is they were getting rid of team members that were going to speak out. What were they going to speak out on? Do you have any information on that, that bin Laden wasn't killed or that SEALs did die in the raid? Why would they want to get rid of them like Pat Tillman?
They were going to come out and say, one, that other SEAL members were killed in the raid. Two, that there was no raid for bin Laden, that it was actually it was a raid for someone else up in Al-Qaeda that they were looking for, and that and the young lady told me that between her and other people that are relatives of these people, they just decided that they're not going to sit still and have this happen. With that message probably getting out somewhere on along the base or whatever, they decided to do the rest of them. And just like I told you, what, 4 months before McChrystal, even before anybody was even talking about it, I wanted to tell you this when, not too long after that, but that this was going to happen.
And no, then, you said there's going to be a scandal and McChrystal's going to go out from a scandal, and no one was saying that at the time, and it was true. You've said a lot of other things. Now,
right.
You said, watch, they're going to try to go into Libya a few months before that even started. But so you obviously have a lot of good sources. My big issue here is that obviously they didn't bury bin Laden at sea. Obviously he was dead from kidney failure close to 10 years ago. We have Steve Pachinik, I mean, impeccable source.
He's as dead as Jimmy Durante, you know? But like I say, go to Colonel6.com and look at that Norway Socialist Party wanted to bomb Israel. And I tell you what, I'm put it on hold, and I'll talk with you. I don't know about going on the air and doing a full-blown interview or anything with you, but I'll talk with you.
Well, why not? You call into the show. Your information's turned out to be accurate. Well, here's the issue. You know, they killed, what, five of Jessica Lynch's crew because they were speaking out. They killed Pat Tillman because he was going to speak out and wrote letters home about it. And now they've wiped these guys out. Is that going to anger? And again, folks, 10-year war, and it just so happens to be the rest of the unit that's left over from the SEAL Team 6 that blew up and died at the so-called OBL compound, and statistically now they're the ones that die, and they're on a Army National Guard helicopter, and I'm getting military scuttlebutt, and on the military sites and the emails I'm getting, no one is buying this. Colonel Six, military folks you talk to, what are they saying?
That right there, the National Guard helicopter. You don't do that. Those are nowhere maintained as well as the Navy helicopters that they use, okay? You've got several things. One, I saw somebody say that, put it out that none of the members of the team, people that were killed, were members of the team that raided bin Laden's compound. That tells me one thing, straight up, that they were. When they say plus, I say minus. When they say go, I say stop. Okay? And I'm going to show you how I do this, and I'll tell you how I do it, and I can give you some other information. But like you said, you know, I talked to you on the air anyway. I just don't want to take up your time. And plus, I know you're working on your voice. I think the Diane Rehm voice is what you should shoot for. You know, the damn near dead 77-year-old white lady. You know? Yeah, why don't you go for that? Because that would befit you just fine. You know, like Colonel Six.
Oh, Colonel Six, you're crazy. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Put him on hold. I want to talk to him. I tell you, this is really starting to creep me out. I mean, that they would kill those Navy SEALs like that. And you know they did, folks. I mean, come on. I mean, they killed Pat Tillman. It's admitted. They murdered him and then lied about it and got caught. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sorry to all the callers. Great broadcast today. Great job, crew. Boy, I tell you.